This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. This episode is entitled The Inspector. It was aired on April the 10th, 1961, written by Jack Ellenson and Charles Stewart, and was directed by Bob Sweeney. This episode opens with Barney in the courthouse playing checkers with himself. Yes, you heard me right. He would actually make a move on one side and then go to the other side of the board to make the other move. He even looks up as if there was an opponent on the other side while he's doing this. And, of course, Andy walks in on while he's doing this, and Barney's not aware he's there. And Andy starts, you know, picking on him a little bit and asking him what other game. He asked him how many have you won or lost. He says, well, I've won two and lost two, which is interesting. How do you win two and lose two when you're playing yourself? But anyway, he asked him what other games he plays, and Barney rattles off a few. And then the trivia question we're going to ask at the end of this episode relates to that. But anyway, again, it's a funny opening to the episode. Some other interesting things that happen in this episode. Andy and Barney get a letter from some prisoners, and these prisoners are also heard from in the episode known as the Christmas Story, is the Hubacher brothers. And again, it sort of shows you the tone they're trying to set for the Andy Griffith Show when people they arrested and had put in prison are writing them letters. And even Barney talks about in this episode, maybe we ought to drive up there one Sunday afternoon and see them. And these prisoners actually sent Andy and Barney some gifts. So again, it shows the type of a relationship that the show wanted to show that Andy and Barney would have, even with the people that they had to arrest. Another humorous part of this episode happens when Otis comes in, and he, of course, he's drunk, and he states that is his birthday. And, you know, Otis, one of the funny scenes is that Otis sits in the chair, in Andy's chair, really, and he sings for I'm a Jolly Good Fellow to himself. And, you know, and he gets a little bit sad because nobody recognizes his birthday. And, of course, you know, Andy's not going to let that happen. So, but anyway, before Andy takes care of Otis's birthday, they get read the mail and they realize that the state inspector's coming by. Well, Andy's not worried about it, and of course Barney is, and because Andy thinks it's his old fishing buddy Sam Allen who's going to come and do the inspections, a guy who's done it many times before. Now, what you see in this episode is that, and you'll see this throughout the Andy Griffith Show, are the contrasting styles that Andy and Barney have. And basically, to almost all situations, Andy is calm, cool, and collected, while Barney is nervous and worried at all times. And again, I'm sure psychologists would say, you know, we all should take an approach that Andy has, because that's a lot more healthy. But anyway, again, the Andy Griffith Show does a good job of contrasting and having the calm Andy with the nervous Barney. And so they find out the inspector's coming. Andy's not worried, expecting one of his good fishing buddies to come by and watch him. But what happens is that they find out when the gentleman shows up that Sam Allen's been replaced by Ralph Case. And Mr. Case's style is much different than Sam Allen. He comes in, he's all business. He doesn't smile. He's not joking around. And Andy's trying to be. When Ralph Case arrives, Andy's not in the courthouse, and he comes in carrying a birthday cake for Otis. And, you know, again, this all looks out of sorts for Mr. Case, that this is not police procedure. Another aspect of this episode that happens before the birthday cake enters is Otis is actually asleep in Andy's chair. Mr. Case walks in and, you know, he's wondering what a prisoner's doing out of the cell. So, again, everything seems to be going wrong according to Barney and Mr. Case. He's just marking them off everything. He doesn't like the doilies on the chairs. Barney gets all upset when Case basically says this is the worst jail he's ever seen, and he said that he needs to have a competent staff and that this jail should not be run by the Cats and Jammer kids. So Barney gets all upset, worried that they're going to lose their jobs. And, of course, Andy's not worried about it. He knows he runs a ship that sails. And but, you know, this new police inspector is just being very, very strict. And, again, Andy's calm and collected. Barney's just simply a nervous wreck. Well, as the episode goes on, Barney has gone by Andy's house and told Aunt Bee and Opie that Andy needs a hat and tie. And it's a cute little scene. And Opie comes in, makes an appearance, and he's using a paper grocery bag, and he hands his pa a hat and tie. Well, the hat's a fishing hat that has a bunch of fish hooks in it, and the tie's a polka dot tie. So Andy puts the hat and tie on, you know, just to aggravate Barney. And then Barney comes in and sees him. And what's interesting about this, Andy walks up to Barney, does a salute, and says, Sheriff Andy Taylor, report for inspector, sir. And if you, excuse me, Sheriff Andy Taylor reporting for inspection, sir. And if you're not familiar with that line, that's similar to a line that he says in the movie No Time for Sergeants, where he plays almost like a Gomer Pyle type character. So again, I don't know if you picked up on that when you watched this episode. But anyway, Andy and Barney are messing around the jail cleaning up, and they walk into the cell, and Barney slams the door to the left. It comes back and slams on them. They get locked in. And, of course, Ralph Case walks in and has to let him out of the jail, and he's not amused by this at all. But one thing I like about this scene is you see Andy standing up to Mr. Case. Mr. Case continues his threats, and Andy says something to the effect of him, says, look, you know, you can keep making your threats and stuff, but, you know, you're scaring my deputy to death. I want you to stop. And so, you know, Andy stands up for his office, and I really like that part about that. And again, you know, Andy's not soft with everybody. He needs to be firm when he needs to be. Well, right in this scene, a gentleman comes in from the town and says that Luke Rayner has found out that somebody has reported where his still is, and he's up, locked himself in his cabin, and he's shooting at people. Now, if you watch this episode, you'll see that this Luke Rayner is Jack. The actor's name is Jack Prince, who later becomes known as Rafe Hollister in the Andy Griffith Show episode. So, again, you know that character looks familiar if you've watched a lot of the Andy Griffith Show. But basically what happens is Andy and Barney, with Mr. Case in the back seat, ride up to Luke Rayner's house. He's shooting at him. He shoots Ralph Case's hat off, and Ralph Case wants to use tear gas, call the state police. And Andy's just letting him settle down, and then finally Andy just walks right up to him. He's shooting at Andy, and Andy knows he could hit him if he wants to, but Andy knows he won't shoot him. Andy arrests him, and while he's doing this, the chief state inspector, Mr. Brady from the state police, shows up. And if you look closely, you'll recognize him from playing another episode, and I'll give you a hint about that. If you remember an episode where there's a man hiding away in a car in Wally's garage to steal his tools, and they keep blaming Jimmy for that. Well, the guy that hired Jimmy in that episode after getting into trouble, that's the same gentleman. I want you to look that up and see if you recognize him. But anyway, the inspector sees that Andy takes care of a business in his own way, and it's funny because the Mr. Case, who was reporting all the problems, is now looked at as like he's working too hard. Andy says he's curious acting, and maybe he's working too hard. And again, it was a good lesson that not everything has to be done by particular procedures. So again, another good episode. And again, what's going on here is establishing the Mayberry way, the Mayberry system of doing business, dealing with people, and even running a jail, and how it can work in a town such as this. The person who plays Ralph Case, his name was Todd Andrews. He also appears in another episode as Mr. Franklin, an episode called A Girl for Goober. You may remember that one later on. But again, he's an actor that you've probably seen. He appeared in a number of television movie roles in the 1950s and 60s. Another thing that happens in this episode that's always funny is Barney shoots off his gun in the courthouse. And this is a case where the inspector was looking at Barney's gun, and he didn't have any bullets in it, of course. And the inspector said, well, load up. So Barney takes the one bullet out of his pocket, and as soon as he does, he shoots the Andy's desk. And so again, the state inspector jumps back, and again, another example, the locking themselves in the jail and Barney shooting the gun off at times he doesn't mean to are just two things that always make me laugh. Another interesting part of this episode is that Mr. Case was asking Andy, he said, don't you read police procedural manuals? And Andy says, well, I used to read the Police Gazette, but I had to cut it out when Barney joined the force because it had a lot of girly pictures, and Barney's never been married. But again, while that's a funny line, and, you know, he's treating Barney like a really young man, but it shows how much he cares for Barney. So again, a very funny episode. You'll also hear Barney's Manhunt theme played as they all arrive at Luke Rayner's cabin. So again, that becomes a staple later on when Barney's doing things. So again, another good episode. Now, the trivia question for this episode, you have to be listening carefully. Andy walks in on Barney, finds him playing checkers to himself. and asked him others, what other games you play Zelda? But here's what Andy, what I want to ask you in this trivia question is this. What game did Andy say he'd like to see Barney play by himself? And again, when he said this, Barney gets upset, of course, but Andy said, if you ever play this game by yourself, I'd like to see it. And again, if you want the answer to this trivia question, you can go to the website www.burkeonmayberry.com, or you can email me at burkek@etsu.edu, and I'll be glad to let you know if you got the right answer or not. I look forward to hearing from you via email, so don't hesitate to keep those emails coming. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me again at that email address, burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.